2 years ago, a Walmart in Onalaska hired Neil Nosen to work as a pharmacist. 5 days later, he was fired. Stephanie Adler is with a placement service which got Nosen the temporary job, in which court documents say the devout Catholic would sometimes hang up on customers who called for birth control.
Or he would place them on hold indefinitely without notifying the other pharmacists on duty that somebody was on hold seeking help. If somebody came to the counter, he would either ignore them, walk away, or he would convince them that they should not be taking birth control and that it was immoral or that there were alternatives.
The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Nosen's refusal to have telephone or in-person contact with certain customers posed an undue hardship on Walmart and was not religious discrimination. Prior to hiring Nosen, Walmart was told of his objections to filling birth control prescriptions. Other pharmacists would fill those orders, which were in different bins. After being fired, Nosen claimed discrimination and also unsuccessfully argued the Civil Rights Act should compel states to have what's called a conscience clause. The Wisconsin legislature approved a religious exemption to standards of professional conduct, but Governor Doyle twice vetoed it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.